Dax Hill, rookie safety. Actually, rookie defensive back. He's going to play more than safety. He's going to be all over the football field potentially for the mad scientist, Lou Anarumo, as he's in his lab creating a formula. We are in the trenches. It is brought to you by First Star Logistics. Dax Hill is our guest. He's excited. He's excited about his first NFL start against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Big division opponent, home division game, tiebreaker situation. Shows up in week one. All these years, 105 times they've met, never to open a season. Dax Hill is excited. Fans are excited. He's ready to play. Let's kick it off. Welcome once again to In the Trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics. Special guest today, rookie safety. Well, I'm going to say rookie defensive back because he's safeties, could play slot. Who knows? He could be here, there, everywhere, so beware. But that is Dax Hill, and pretty excited about what Dax Hill brings to the table. And first of all, thank you for doing this. I know it's a day off. For you to give us carve time for us during this day off is big and appreciate it very much.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me on again.
So, rookie year, here it comes. NFL opener. You know, you've obviously gotten through the preseason. At what point during the preseason is like, yeah, this is just football. I belong. Everything's good. Was that right away? Did you feel real comfortable right away, Dax?
Yeah, I would say that was right away. Like you said, I felt very comfortable the first game. Everything seemed normal. You know, during the preseason game, you're not really going to get the full flow of a real game. But I felt like I adjusted really well, you know, competing with, you know, those guys, you know, on my team and, you know, the people on other teams as well. They're pretty good players as well. So I feel like I did well for my first NFL games.
What about the speed of the game? I mean, you played, you know, high level of college football. There's no question about that. Was the speed of the game an adjustment at all, or were you pretty good with it because of what you did in college?
I think it was normal flow. I didn't think there was a huge difference. From my perspective, I feel like it wasn't too much I had to get ready for. And while I was on the field, I didn't feel like flustered or anything like that. So I feel good and, you know, composed.
The one thing about you is – It's eye popping. I mean, your ability, once you see it and you feel comfortable about it and you react and you go, man, you can get it in high gear as quick or more quickly than anybody I've seen, man. You can close. Your closing speed is phenomenal. Has that always been one of your biggest assets?
Yeah, I feel like whenever I'm out in the field, my natural instincts come in, you know, God-given ability, and then, you know, knowing where I'm supposed to be at a certain play and, you know, trying to make a good play for my teammates. I think that's where it comes from.
You know, I remember my rookie experience was in preseason game. Yeah, you know, okay, I can adjust. And then regular season is a little bit more from a tempo standpoint with players. And then postseason, it gets ratcheted up even a little bit more. But, I mean, you've experienced all that kind of thing at the collegiate level, at that high level. Do you think that that is a formula for success for young players coming to the National Football League playing at collegiately at such a high level?
I feel like, you know, it just depends on who you are. For me, I just feel like, you know, coming off a good college, you know, season, that's kind of in the past for me. You know, I just want to set a new foundation for myself, you know, knowing what I did in the past, you know, just resetting and knowing what I can do, you know, just, you know, not really focus on what I did in college, but, you know, it's, you know, just pay attention to what I, you know, I can do now and, you know, keep getting better from that. So I just want to, you know, paint a whole new picture, you know, for myself now that I'm in the NFL.
Everybody, teammates, coaches, everybody talks about your football IQ, how intelligent a football player you are. How much more sophisticated is what Lou Anarumo is doing as opposed to what you did at Michigan? Was Michigan, did that test you a little bit, your football intelligence?
I felt like that kind of formulated it for me. I didn't really have, you know, that experience or that type of, you know, IQ, I would say, you know, my first 2 years, just because of I didn't wasn't in this type of defense. So I feel like last year kind of just, you know, set the, you know, the platform for me going into a defense like this. So I feel like, you know, as I'm continuing to play in a similar style of defense, I feel like I can just keep building off, you know, my IQ. So I wouldn't say I'm, you know, where I want to be football IQ wise, but I feel like I can, you know, keep getting there, you know, as I keep progressing.
It looks like the dynamics between yourself, Jesse Bates, Von Bell, it's outstanding. And you guys seem to have great relationships. I don't think that any team in the NFL can claim a better trio of safeties than you three guys. I mean, how do you guys feel about that?
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, we can definitely, you know, wreak some havoc. I mean, just, you know, with us and then as well as, you know, the rest of the defense. You know, I feel like this defense we have this year is definitely, you know, coming off a strong year. I feel like we can, you know, really hasn't. I feel like we haven't reached our, you know, limit. And so I feel like we can, you know, still prove, you know, to, you know, the teams that we're facing, you know, to the NFL that we are, you know, a great defense, you know, and as well as the other guys in the secondary for sure, you know, the corners, you know, the nickels definitely all play a part of, you know, this defense. So I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be very interesting to watch because, I mean, Lou doesn't hesitate to play 5-6 defensive backs, you know, 3 safeties, 2 corners, 3 safeties, 3 corners, whatever the case may be. He's going to mix and match and do all kinds of things. And I'm sure he's talked to you about, you know, his expectations in terms of what your involvement might be. And it's going to be probably multiple. I mean, you're going to be doing quite a few things for this defensive football team, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, right now that's not crystal clear for me, but I'm just taking a day at a time. Whatever they tell me I'm going to do, that's what I'm going to be doing at the best of my ability. And so, yeah, for now, you know, now that, you know, everyone's back, really just, you know, finding, you know, what I can do best and, you know, throughout, you know, the season, you know, move me around, however that may be. Can't really foretell the future. But, yeah, definitely whatever they tell me to do, I'm doing it. So, yeah.
So the Buckeyes and Wolverines, huge college football rivalry. No question about it. I mean, it's probably as good as there is in college football. And you experienced that. Your very first NFL game is going to be Bengals Steelers. Mm-hmm. And they've played 105 times. This will be 106th meeting between these two times. The Bengals have not played another NFL football team more times than they played the Pittsburgh Steelers. But ironically, they've never had a season opener against the Pittsburgh Steelers in Cincinnati. So it's an interesting matchup, huge implications, division rival, home division game. It's big stuff. Are you excited?
Yeah. I mean, for sure. There's, I would say not a lot at stake, but at the same time there is just because of, you know, now, you know, playing them for the 106th time, you know, there's, you know, competitiveness and, you know, who's better than the other team, you know, some trash talking going to go on. So I'm looking forward to it. You know, just excited, you know, for the, you know, first NFL real experience. So, you know, I'm, you know, excited for, you know, the game and definitely, you know, leading up to the game definitely gets me pumped up, you know, now that this is officially the first week. You know, it's a different, you know, vibe in the locker room. And really just, you know, the preparation leading up to the game is definitely a little bit more different, you know, as opposed to, you know, these last few weeks. So I'm looking forward to it, you know, exciting game. And yeah, for sure, we got to, you know, come out with the dub this game.
So you're already feeling like more of a laser focus, more of an intensity because, hey, it's, the curtain's being – drawn open here to start this thing off, and it's against a quality opponent, to say the least. So you can already feel the excitement starting to bubble?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, knowing, you know, that Pittsburgh, I mean, definitely, we can definitely take advantage, I would say, of them just because of, you know, they don't really have Ben now. And, you know, they definitely have good players, and we feel like we have good players now. So it's, you know, two as well. So it's just, you know, going out there, showing, you know, what we've been, you know, preparing for these last few months, you know, throughout the whole off season, and, you know, to this day, you know, it's been long anticipated for a while now. So, You know, in the defensive meeting room, we have this guy that always kind of just counts down the days, the specific amount of hours and whatnot. So it's definitely like a, you know, time to get things rolling and, you know, see a different, you know, opponent and, you know, just see, you know, hit, you know, see people, different people now. So it's just, you know, a different type of intensity now.
So do you regret not having one game against Ben Roethlisberger before he retired? You came very close to playing against Ben Roethlisberger. I'm sure you watched him a ton. Would you have liked to play against him?
I mean, I'm looking forward to, you know, playing with everyone, but yeah, right, for sure, Ben. I mean, just because of, you know, you're watching, you know, film from last year and seeing that he was out there and now he's not. So it's kind of just, you know, who we're going to get. And, but yeah, for sure. I mean, he's a good quarterback, one of the greatest quarterbacks that, you know, to ever play in the NFL. So it's just, you know, now that he's not there, you definitely can, you know, pay more attention to the guys who are going to be playing. So it's just, you know, but yeah, that's just how it happened. They end up playing against him, but for sure, like a great quarterback.
Yeah, he was unique and special, to say the least. During the course of the preseason, could you feel improvement on a week-to-week basis during the games? I mean, do you feel like it became even more crystal clear to you what you needed to do, how you needed to do it, where you needed to be, how you needed to get there, all those kind of things?
Yeah, I would say so. But there's a lot of similarities, I would say, just because I was, you know, doing the same things for the most part, just seeing a different opponent and seeing how different offenses, you know, create, you know, different plays for different players. So, but yeah, I mean, preseason was definitely just a nice prelude for me, you know, going into my season. And so I'm excited for, you know, my season, as well as, you know, the team season. I feel like we have a good chance this year, a great chance of, you know, going back to the Super Bowl just because of, you know, how well we've been practicing and, you know, just, you know, the culture around, you know, the locker room as well.
This Pittsburgh Steeler-Cincinnati Bengal rivalry, it's very physical. You've played in very physical football games. It's like, put on your big boy pads, maybe double chin strap, you know, tighten those two chin straps up. Is that right up your alley? Is that the way you want to play football? You're a physical guy in that back end, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, whenever I'm on the field, everything just kind of just kicks in. Everything that I've been working for to this point, it would definitely be shown, you know, in every game, you know, not just this game. So I'm just, you know, looking forward to it. Always been that type of guy, just to, you know, make plays and have fun. I don't want to just be half in, you know. I just want to be, you know, tuned into the game, you know, throughout the whole time and, you know, just have fun.
I know that you haven't had game plan installed totally yet because we're early in the week here in preparation for the Pittsburgh Steelers. You might have already worked on some early first, second down stuff or whatever, but situational football, third down, red zone, goal line, all that stuff, that hasn't all been introduced to you yet. But that game plan's coming, and it's against the Pittsburgh Steelers. First and foremost, I would think with the new quarterback, you don't exactly know what they're going to do. And there's always, you know, oh, man, the opener, they could try something that we haven't game planned for or against. It's just basically applying your rules, right? I mean, you guys have defensive rules for everything. It's just making sure you apply them properly. Isn't that pretty much what it is in the opener?
Yeah, and I mean, for sure, definitely preseason, we kind of are looking at, you know, film and different types of film, different type of tendencies, you know, throughout the preseason. And then last year, you know, things that kind of show up, reoccurring things we kind of hone in on. So that's kind of just, you know, the film preparation and going to a game like this, you know, first preseason, first regular season game. You don't see, you haven't had a few games under your belt to see what they usually do. So it's just, you know, what they've done before and just picking up on those tendencies.
They have a pretty good tight end, Freiermuth. He had, I think it was 60 catches, 7 or 8 touchdowns, something like that last year. I mean, he put up some pretty decent numbers for the Pittsburgh Steelers. What does he look like to you on tape?
He's a good player. I remember him from Penn State. So he's definitely a guy that I've, been game planning about and definitely. I mean, every, you know, they have pretty good tight ends, a good tight end room. So each one of those tight ends we're looking forward to and definitely trying to play our best game against those guys.
Is he doing anything differently? Have the Steelers added to his repertoire? Are they utilizing him a lot differently than Penn State did, or is it pretty similar in your eyes?
Pretty similar. I mean, for sure, I'd have him in there just to, you know, not just to catch, but can block as well. So
right.
Those tight ends can do a little bit of everything.
I know the conference you came from is physical, and teams like to run the football. Bottom line is, you know, football's football. Who's going to be able to run the ball? Who's going to be able to stop the run? And it kind of starts from there, doesn't it? That's a big, big factor in this football game.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, for sure. You know, they have a good running back room. So definitely make, you know, start out with some good runs, see how that goes. And, you know, always stopping the run, that's something you want as a defense. You just don't want to get gashed for like 100, 200 yards a game just for off rushing. So you kind of want to eliminate that first and then, you know, the secondary do their thing and, you know, stop the pass. So I feel like it's a collective effort, you know, for each game.
Mitchell Trubisky, he can run around a little bit. I don't know if they're going to have much of a design quarterback run package as such, but, you know, he's a guy that can get out of pocket and create and extend and buy more time. Mm-hmm. The big key is going to be containing that dude pretty much.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, I have immense trust for, like, our D-linemen. I feel like our D-linemen is one of the best D-linemen rooms in the NFL, so I feel like that won't be an issue. I feel like definitely, you know, to collapse the pocket, making it easier for us, you know, on the back end. So, and, you know, I feel like everyone on the defense will be flying around, you know, making sure everyone is, you know, doing their jobs and, you know, just stopping them early, you know, don't want them to start off fast. So I feel like we'll just nip that in the bud pretty early, you know, so just, you know, all it is really just effort, and I feel like our defense has that. So,
I think one of the reasons Trubisky was named the starter is he's pretty good at taking care of the football. And here's a trivia deal on him. Mitchell Trubisky, he's one of 200 quarterbacks that have played 50 or more games in his NFL career in the last 70 years. He's the only guy that hasn't thrown a pick six in his NFL career out of those 200 quarterbacks that have played in 50 games, you know, over the last 70 years. It's over. It's time. I can see Dax Hill pick six on Mitchell Trubisky, man.
Oh, yeah.
How big would that be?
I mean, shoot, that'll be good to stop that record he has or whatever. So just break that up. And, that sounds very exciting. I mean, definitely with one, you know, INT today, we're actually talking about in the DB room who's going to get the first INT. So that's something, you know, we've talked about and I'm excited for. Hopefully that comes to life. So we'll see.
All Bengal fans know Von Bell, you know, he gets up at the crack of dawn. He's in the weight room, you know, working out early. He's everything with him is about preparation. What's it like to have Von Bell, Jesse Bates, those kind of guys to kind of lean on as you're trying to learn what it takes to be successful in the National Football League?
Yeah, I mean, I've picked up from those guys really just having a good work ethic, not just doing the bare minimum. I feel like those guys go beyond their limits sometimes. So it's good to actually see that and have that in the secondary and definitely, you know, feeds off me, you know, to where I want to, you know, eventually get to, you know, sooner rather than later. So really just building that work ethic as, you know, time progresses. And I feel like that's contagious, you know, throughout, you know, the room and really just having a different type of mindset in terms of wanting to, you know, be a great football player at this level.
You mentioned how there's like a friendly competition amongst the defensive backs about who's going to get the first interception, who might force the first fumble, who might do the first this, first that. That's always big. I mean, do you guys – I know I played in the offensive lineman. We'd have, all right, well, man, if you get called for this penalty, you have to kick in a couple of bucks for this and whatever. If you made a mistake or assignment error, and then at the end, everybody would go out and have dinner off of that money, you know, that was accumulated during the course of the year. That's good stuff. That builds camaraderie, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, friendly competition, like you said, and it gets everyone, you know, pumped up and pushes a little people a little bit better, pushes, you know, to our to, I mean, it just pushes us in general. Like, you know, knowing that he wants an interception, hey, I can one up you and get two or three. So it's just, you know, building that, those, you know, those friendly competitions and, you know, having fun. I feel like it just comes down to just having fun and winning a little bit more extra money. So that's all it really is. And, you know, just, you know, getting each other better at the end of the day.
My understanding is that this could be the biggest crowd ever at Paycor Stadium. Of course, Paycor Stadium was just recently named, but I'm talking about when it was Paul Brown Stadium before that. Mm-hmm. It's going to be rocking. I mean, it's sold out, and you know, there's waiting lists for season tickets. But you're used to that playing up at Michigan. Mm-hmm. I mean, over 100,000 people, well over 100,000 every home game. But it could be rocking. How big an advantage, you know? People say, that's overrated. I'm telling you, man, when that adrenaline starts pumping, when the crowd gets you rolling, that's a big edge, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, for sure. Knowing that, you know, the crowd is on your side, and then, you know, all the, you know, momentum is going to be on your side once you get, you know, the crowd into it. So I feel like, I mean, you know, having a good season opener for sure is, I feel like it's a good starting point to a season. Definitely. We're the ones, you know, that has to do the work. But, you know, knowing that this, you know, the fans are supportive and, you know, want to come out and support is definitely something you would need to a good, you know, start to your season.
And a guy, you know, Mitch Trubisky, he's been in the league, you know, I think this is his sixth year or something like that. So he's been around for a little bit, but a quarterback gets unsettled when he can't hear himself think, you know. I mean, it's so loud, they hard to communicate, man, you got to use hand signals. There's a greater margin for mental mistakes because those lines of communication become tough to handle. So there's nothing better than having a home crowd that's in a frenzy. And you can notice that opponent back on their heels a little bit, right?
I mean, yeah, for sure. I mean, any type of way we can get them, you know, out of their game, out of their rhythm is definitely a testament to, you know, our fans and, you know, the type of team we are. So, no matter what it is, I mean, as long as we can, you know, fluster the offenses or fluster their offense and defense and special teams anyway, I feel like that'll be good for us.
I know turnovers are always a big decider in every football game, but what other things might you be looking at, keys to success against the Pittsburgh Steelers? What might you be thinking?
Really just, you know, being perfect on every play. I tell myself I want to be perfect whenever I'm out there. So each play, just, you know, do my assignment the best way I can and communicate at the best level I can. And, you know, just keep learning. I feel like that's my first game. There's going to be mistakes made, hopefully not, but, you know, that happens. You know, it's the first NFL game. So I'm just, you know, looking forward to it in terms of just showing my skills and capabilities and, you know, just learning from that as well.
That's one thing I've noticed about this defense, Dax, is that there's no such thing as over-communication. And, man, there's a lot of communication going on, not just at a position level, but, you know, like from the back end to the linebackers deal. I mean, it's like it's flowing, man. The communication is huge. That's a good sign. I mean, Lou Anarumo's got to like that, I bet.
Yeah, I mean, in the defense, definitely need communication, like you said, on all three levels. So, and I feel like that transcends a defense as well. Just, you know, communicating, you know, definitely can eliminate a lot more errors when it comes down to just, you know, talking throughout the play, pre-snap and post-snap. So that's very important.
So how many people you got coming to the game? How many tickets did Dax Hill have to get for this NFL first game of his career?
I'm still trying to figure it out. I know I have a few coaches coming up, and then I got some of my family coming up. So
really,
I'm still trying to figure out the number on that. So that's gonna be a pricey one. This is.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it? And and everybody's gonna be watching. And what's it like? I mean, I know every guy that played in the NFL dreamed about doing it as a kid. You know, you're no exception to that rule. I remember what it was like my first NFL regular season game, how important it was because, man, I was actually living that dream. You know, it wasn't a dream anymore. It was reality. Mm-hmm. Is that starting to kick in for you a little bit, or where are you there?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, the preseason kind of kicked it off for me. Reality is like, I'm really just, you know, in an NFL team, in an NFL stadium, you know, playing for one of the best teams, you know, the best team in NFL. So it's just, that was kind of the awakening I had, you know, in preseason. So I'm just, you know, looking forward to, you know, keep living out that reality or that dream. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, you've made a huge impression on fans, teammates, coaches, the Bengals community, which is not just the city of Cincinnati, but man, it's nationwide now. Bengal fans are everywhere, and everybody's excited about you. So, good luck in that first NFL game. I know there's many more to come. You're going to be around for a long time. You're going to have a great career. Let's get started the right way with a big dub against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh yeah, for sure. I appreciate it. I'm excited for it, and I'm excited for, you know, the Bengals nation, the Bengal fans, fan base, and I'm excited for the season.
Dax, can't thank you enough for spending time on your day off. You're the best. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
At First Star Logistics, we're a very strict company that really puts the pressure on our employees. Brakes? What are those?
That's what I'm talking about, Icky. Get the body right, then the mind's right. You know,
gotta get that body right.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Become a star with a chance to earn the highest commission percentages in the industry as a freight broker agent. Check out firststarlogistics.com.